U.S. cross-country ski nationals wrapped up in Anchorage today. Alaskans dominated the top spots on the podium. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell was at the races and sent this report.
So we're here at the Kincaid Ski Trails, and the place is completely buzzing with people. It's a little below freezing, but the sun is shining and Denali is out on the horizon. Skiers from across the country are here because it's one of the last chances to qualify for the upcoming Olympics.
So we have people, you know, skiing small laps around the stadium, vying for Olympic spots, and it doesn't get any more exciting than that.
And Holly Brooks would know.
I'm a two-time Olympian went to Vancouver and Sochi. And here at the Olympic Trials, I am Joint Chief of Awards with my husband, Rob Whitney.
Brooks qualified for the Vancouver Olympics the last time these races were in Anchorage in 2010. Another Alaskan seems to be following in her footsteps.
My name is Caitlin Patterson, and I'm a cross-country ski racer.
Patterson skis professionally out of Vermont.
But I went to high school here in Anchorage, Alaska.
And on her home turf, Patterson swept the women's podiums.
I set out with high expectations for myself for this championship, but this has been above and beyond.
The women's team heading to the Olympics next month is incredibly competitive and even has the potential to medal for the first time ever. Unless she qualifies in World Cup races later this month, it'll be up to the coach's discretion whether Patterson makes the Olympics or not.
And I'm crossing my fingers hoping that they'll actually take someone from this domestic trials.
Caitlin's brother Scott likely has his fingers crossed as well. Scott won the men's distance skate race by more than a minute last week, helping his chances at being chosen to go to South Korea in February. Another sibling duo from Alaska also inched closer to their Olympic dreams. Logan and Reese Hahnemann are from Fairbanks and now ski for Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage. Reese won the skate sprint race on Friday, and his younger brother Logan recorded the fastest time of the day during the qualifiers, which helps his chances at becoming an Olympian. And it was a sprint to the finish that narrowly nabbed another national championship for Anchorage's Tyler Cornfield on Sunday.
This race today, I could never have dreamed. I mean, I've dreamed this, but the way it happened and the community here, it's unbelievable. I'm just so excited.
Cornfield is more of a sprinter.
It's all about being smart for us big sprinters and just trying to wait until the last moment. And when we do, just hammer as hard as we can and hope no one comes around us.
And no one did. Cornfield shared the podium with fellow Anchorage skier Eric Packer, who finished less than a second behind Cornfield. The Olympic nominations are expected in late January, and after these races, it's almost certain that Alaskans will be on that list. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.